Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, December 21st, 2018. And this is Live Talk. We also want to take this opportunity to welcome our Facebook viewers. My name is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about preparations for the festive season, that is Christmas. And of course, many Zimbabweans are complaining that all is not well because of the worsening economic and political crisis.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077.
And Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 and 13860 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
And of course, Zimbabwe next week joins other Christian nations in commemorating Christmas, an annual festival celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, observed primarily on December 25th. But a survey by Studio 7 shows that the holiday mood is not catching on in a country facing food and cash shortages and also a worsening fuel crisis. Many say it's reminding them of the 2008 hyperinflation years.
Today we want to hear from you, our viewers and listeners, about your preparations for Christmas.
And as usual, if you wish to join our show, phone us directly at this number, 001-619-2077, and we'll call you right back. The number once again, 001-202-619-2077.
You can also find us on our Twitter handles, Studio 7 VOA and VOA Ndebele. I'll repeat again, our Twitter handles, Studio 7 VOA and VOA Ndebele. Yibambe mahlabe zulu linjani lapha khona tinalapha ke siyaphila e Studio 7. Namhlanje sifisa ukuthi lina yini okumele libe likhuluma hathi thina ngoba sikhuluma ngekhefu leKhisimusi. Ikhefu leli libuya ngesikhathi abantu bebhekane lokunengi okubahluphayo okunjengokusilela kwamafutha ezimota, kuzobuya njalo amafutha okupheka, kuzobuya lokunye nje ukudla okuthize. So nxa sikhangela kathesi kukhanya ngazani imali yasilela kakhulu emabhanga kule ndwendwe ezinye ezimangalisayo, kuzobuya lokunye ke okuhluphayo sizokuthiwa ke abantu abaningi lithi khona elikubonayo yikuthi umnotho usubhidlikile sibili okungani kufuza kungani kuyahambelana lo 2008 ngesikhathi lapho ongeke wathola khona ukudla endaweni eziningi kwele Zimbabwe, njalo kuhlupha ukuthi ukuthenge lokho kudla. So ngenani kuhlelo khona manje nxa likuFacebook lingakhohlwa ukuthi lisithumezele umlayezelo ku VOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7, le VOA Shona. Lithiye umlayezelo khonapho sizaxoxalani mahlabe zulu kunjalo mfowethu.
Hunguka hama wadiwa nasi, tila utitinge tichitaura nezwe gadziro yenyu ye zororo re Khisimusi shondo rinouya. Tukuza wakuti ipane wakawanda varugubwa ku diaspora Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
Injiva.
Injiva.
Vakananga ku Zimbabwe kuno batanane muri. Asi vamweo vanenge vachienda kumakereke vanhu vachitawo zvakasiyana siyana. Saka tuda kunzwa kuti imi vatereri vedu nevamwe vari kutionawo apa zvivhitivhiti munenge muchiitei makasununguka kuti mutifonere kana kunyora paFacebook page yedu yeVOA Shona, VOA Ndebele kana kuti VOA Zimbabwe muchitudza zvamunenge muchiita. Tinobva tanyorera vamwe kuti tivazivisewo kuti ndo zvamuri kuita. Gibbs, I think we have our first two guests. That is Reverend Levi Kadenge, Reverend Dr. Levi Kadenge, and also Reverend Hussein Sibanda. Gentlemen, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for joining us. I think this is the second Christmas running.
Mm-hmm.
Gibbs, you can fire away.
Let's start with the Reverend Kadenge. What's the situation like in Harare and, you know, Christmas festivities start today, I guess? How's the mood in Harare?
Yeah, the mood is flamboyant and everybody is happy. People are running around, and in the town, you cannot just cross the town. The cars are just packed. I think it's more or less chaotic, and that's the mood which is in town.
And Reverend Hussein Sibanda, how is it like in Blawai?
Well, yeah, it is busy as well. In fact, this evening there are Christmas carols at the amphitheater organized by the city council. So a lot of people have gone there. But also in town itself, people are doing last-minute shoppings. Yesterday, I was at the border, a Plumtree border coming into Bulawayo, you know, coming into Zimbabwe. I arrived at about 6 p.m., just to show you, and I left at 1 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah, it's packed. Those guys, the immigration guys are telling me by the time I arrived around 6 p.m. that more than 4,000 cars had passed through.
Wow.
So it's hectic. So with a lot of people who cannot go through bike, which we have now coming through Plumtree, and people from Botswana. So we have a lot in Blawai right now. There are a lot of people from South Africa, Botswana, and diaspora who are here. We are only missing two people, Gibbs and you. We are the only ones here.
Mara sizabuya. So I was telling you, Nasu kangere sibili I kefule kismosi. Libele lona licho ni baba Sibanda. Nyesintu sibili.
Yes. I kefule lile kismosi. Likuluma ngokuthi sikhumbula ukuzalwa kuka Jesu. Ukuba uNkulunkulu wazifinqeza. Wazenza umuntu. Lokhu kuyisimanga. Njalo kuyimfihlo yakhe uNkulunkulu. Ukuthi kathi vele yena. Ongakwanisi ukugcwala, ogcwala indawo yonke, ongeke waba lento engakwanisi ukuthi imfinqeze, kodwa wazifinqeza. Wangena sibili, waba ngumuntu, wangena lapha emhlabeni, waba ingxenye yethu. Manje lokhu yisimanga esimangalisayo kakhulu, esisikhumbulayo. Njalo nxa thina sikhumbula ngalokhu, siyacabanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu wasenzela isihawu. Christmas is a time when we are remembering the birth of Christ. I think the amazing part of the, I would say that the mystery of God is how God himself became a person. God who cannot be contained in anything. God who is incontainable. God who is invisible, who is who fills every space in the universe on earth. And however, he constrained himself and became a human being. So this is the mystery of God. But he did all these things because God was compelled or God had mercy on us as humanity and wanted a way of reconciling himself to us. But not just reconciling himself, but also God wanted to be able to empathize, to be like us, to feel how do we as human beings feel? How do we manage the way our lives so that he can be able to intercede and stand in for us? So it's a mystery, but also it's one of the blessed things that God did for humanity.
Regaiti zoke kwa muriwo Reverend Kadenge, tichi bunza kuti iro zwa iri raka kosha zvakadi mupenyu wevanhu nekuti kazhinji tirongofunga kuti aiwa kunenge kuri kungodya chete anenge angori machikichori asi chii chaizvo chakakoshera zuva iri. Reverend Kadenge,
zuva iri rakakosha kwazvo nokuti izuva guru mukati moupenyu wevanhu zvikuru. Makristu anorifarira kwazvo nokuti ndiro zuva rakava kusvaga kwaJesu, Mwari achiita munana wake kuva munhu kuti asitorere kuzvarwa semunhu, agova semunhu, agogara sechesu, agova pakati pedu. Munana mukuru kwazvo iwoyo watino rangarira tichifara, tichi tichisangana tichikurukura semhuri sevanhu vanobva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana vachiuya pamwe chete izuva ratinokoshesa kwazvo saka mufaro wacho wakawedzerwa zvikuru zvokuti vamwe vanogona kutosvika pakufa nekuti vanenge vafarisa kana kudhakwa kwakanyanya vanogona kufa nako asi isusu tinenge tichitarisira kuti tazvarirwa mwana tazvarirwa Jesu Mwari waburuka pakati pedu ari kutoshanda atitiropafadza nokutikomborera
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru manyatsojikesa kune avo vachangotibata nhasi tiri kutaura nezvekukosha kwezuva rekisimusi muchirongwa chedu tina Reverend Hussein Sibanda naReverend Dr. Levi Kadenge tichitarisawo divi remakristu kuti vanenge vachiita sei nezvinotarisirwawo vanhu kuti vange vachiita asi kurudziro yatinogara tichipana Gibbs kutiwo vaya vanenge vachimborova hompeta musatyaire makadhakwa nekuti taona kuti mwedzi yapera vanhu vakawanda vanga vachirasikirwa neupenyu hwavo migwagwa haina kumira zvakanaka nekudaro vanhu vanokurudzirwa kuti kazhinji kana munhu achinge anwa hake unokwanisa kutsvaga mumwe munhu asinganwe otyaira motikari kana kutotsvaga hako taxi zvinenge zviri nani kwete kuzotyaira wakadhakwa nekuti vanhu vari kurasikirwa neupenyu
Yes, we're blessing. We've got some messages on Facebook, on VOA in Ndebele. We've got Shaila Mabalega, utusubukele kuna ngapoke Canada. Kunjani kuna ngapoke Shaila Mabalega, Canada. Kuzobuyake unNoel Foster uti kuna ngapoke Johannesburg. So against chere uti lubona njani iskati se Christmas. Yeah, ulabantu wini kuna po blessing.
Tina Mike Sora, arguti watching from Pietermaritzburg, South Africa. Thank you so much, Mike. Tina uyu ndi sunga nai kanga usaro arikuti watching from Mpumalanga Nesport thank you so much Gabriel Rwadzisai arikuti watching from Durban Gabriel arikuti please call me atipa namba yake tichaedza kubata mukoma Gabriel tina Courtney Mpemi Koti arikuti watching from Cape Town thank you so much Courtney Gibbs
yes lo mpunzi vongile uti nasi nomboro yami ngicela limfonele kona manje sibona ngazani sizakufonela ke ngesiphangiphangi mpunzi size sibona futhi njalo omunye silaye ubakhathizane uti phela ye siyabona ukuthi abantu phela kumele benze kuhle ngesikhathi seChristmas abantu bajabule phela uti abantu kumele bencedane kakhulu ngoba kuba khona abaswelayo phela uti abaswelayo bafise kumele ukuthi bancedwe ngomakhelwane labantu nje abangani bangabanceda So, coming to you, Reverend Hussein Sibanda. So, looking at the poor, you know, this is a period where you can have your neighbor who is actually poor, not having even, you know, a cup of tea. So, what do you do to such people?
Well, I think that what's important, we need to remember that God gave us His Son. It's a time of giving. It's a time of compassion. I think we as people, as humanity, need to remember that. So what we need to do is this is a good time to look around yourself. Are they orphans? Are they widows? Are they people who do not have any meals? This is the time when you can put together whatever you have and give it to them. So this is the encouragement we can have. There are so many people living in our northern suburbs, eastern suburbs, who are throwing away food. Surely you can put together all that food, all your groceries, and take it, send them, then take it to all the people within the church or people in the community and make sure that you give it away. I know most of the mayors in our cities have got cheer funds. So it's good time to take your clothes that you are not using and give it to someone else. Churches, a lot of churches are gathering gifts and giving it to the other privileged. It's time to do that. I think this is the encouragement we want to give to everyone. Let's remember our neighbors. And who is your neighbor? Is someone who left something and who's next to you?
Yes, I want to ignore you. I'm going to pendulum. What amen in fundis. Because we are going to be able to get the Jesus who has the long analysis card. We're going to talk to you. So, blessing, there is a message here from Lata. Mm-hmm. Says, this is not the time when Jesus was born.
Mm-hmm.
So Christmas is something different.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe we can go to one of our reverends.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I actually think a lot of people want to argue about the date, the historical mm-hmm. accuracy of the date.
Mm-hmm.
I think for a lot of Christians and people, the way we view this is that we do not know the date, probably it's not historically accurate,
mm-hmm.
but however, it's the thought, the remembrance.
That matters.
It's like, for instance, mm-hmm. a good example I can give
mm-hmm.
is we celebrate the Heroes Day,
mm-hmm.
where all the heroes, did they all die on Heroes Day?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we look for specific dates? We celebrate Heroes Day because we are remembering collectively
mm-hmm.
everyone. So it's like that about Christmas, mm-hmm. is to remember Christ. I think the challenge we've had is the commercialization of Christmas,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, that has happened, and that is what people need to pull away from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for that clarification. Tine vamwe vatereri pa page yedu Egas Muvindi arikuti Cape Town asinasi andina time ye call. Tinotenda zvikuru. Chidondo chakakosha. Regeti dzokere kuna Reverend Dr. Kadenge, is he on the line? Reverend Kadenge?
Yes, I'm there.
Yes, but are you not concerned, like here in America, I think there's concern that many people are now atheists, they are non-believers. Is this a cause for concern in Zimbabwe when it comes to Christianity?
Not in Africa, not in Zimbabwe, not at home. Here,
mm-hmm.
we have an oversupply of Christians.
Mm-hmm.
We actually, a good number are overdoing it, and sometimes the people are swindled money by the so-called mm-hmm. prophets and so forth. We have oversupply of Christianity here.
Mm-hmm.
And in all its forms, some dubious, some right. So actually, here we have supply. We are not running short of Christians.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Reverend Doctor.
So, Baba, Reverend Spanda, we are most humble. Is that Zimbabwe? Kule oversupply yes Christ lapho
amasela
amasela izidlova labo abantu umhlaba sibuye ukuchile ndi
hayi is Christ uthi ngapha into eseyenzakalayo ukuthi abantu ama engathi abahlala ku West Europe yabo America sebefike singathi post Christian era abaningi babo abasakholwa kuNkulunkulu abasakholwa njalo ukuthi kuvangeli ikanti lona antivangeli lasuka ngale Asia ladlula kiko kuqala la kuya ngaphakithi engxenye yokugcwalisa umbhalo othi abakuqala bazaba bokugcina ngapha ke eAfrika abantu abaningi bakholwa kuNkulunkulu kodwa udubo olusuka lube khona ukuthi abaningi ukukholwa kwabo kugcina kungagxili elizweni likaNkulunkulu kuba lezinto eziningi abantu asebegcina besengeza ngazo yikho ubaba umfundisi omkhulu uLezi uKadenga kade ukukhuluma ukuthi sokulabana ama-prophet abamanga ababenika abantu amanzi abane bebanika izintambo abane besithi hayi bona yiba bakwanisa ukwenza lokhu lalokhuyana kungananzelela babeziphakamisa bona bengaphakamisi uNkulunkulu lelizwi likaNkulunkulu basebesenza izinto ezingaphandle kwelizwi likaNkulunkulu ngakho ungazibona ungena ebandleni abangalandeli ilizwi likaNkulunkulu akumele unanzelele kakhulu.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu ke khonapho ke. All what he's saying is that, of course, you expect to have so many of these people, some of them false prophets, some of them into wizardry and all those kind of things. So he says, you know, it all started from this side of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so people in America, for example, are no longer too much into Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Because it started with them. Now it's in Africa, it's in Zimbabwe, where people can do anything.
Yeah.
I think you've seen it in some preachers walking on top of people, you know?
Yeah.
Promising certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
Indeed, it's a cause for concern.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Christmas. And our guests this evening, Reverend Dr. Levi Kadenge and Reverend Hussein Sibanda.
Yes, the caller. Richard Moy, yeah. Mm-hmm. Baba, Richard Moy, kunjani?
Salamonana, kunjani?
Hai, siapila kakuru, ponguti chacha, ngasindebele. Mwesu ngele na kusikora, ya wazwa kwa nisa wonga.
Okay, ngiyato kwa kulu, tia ngili bingili lapo na vo Reverend na vo Blessing Zulu ninja lapo. Inga vei Christmas le, inga vei she kulu nati siya itoko zela. Ukufika kila ngalele Christmas, indo yenza kuti nati siwe vandu lapo vajavuli ili ngeri langasana le kuti ilanga laka Kristu vali tie ngalo kuti iliwe iskatifana le. So, indi ijavisa kukulu leyo, so pia tukoza mara. Indi fransi kukulu mengayo, ezini zindo. Saazi nunya kanje, izi ndo azikambi kashe la pekaya. Mm-hmm. O avandwa ingi, umunoto, isi mose mali, njalo njalo. Christmas nunya kanje, avandwa ningi wazo hitla ngushupe kamara. Akuna nginga mara, si javulela impile Christmas, kuti mkulu mkulu. Ilangalaka, zalo angalo, suzu javulela loko. Iyo inda vangafuna kukuluma ngayo. Indi futi enye indo. Hmm. Ngizwele vorefure indi lapu kukuluma ngenda wa yokuwa na masonda ama ningi njalo njalo njenga vati njenga hati wafunza funda.
Hmm.
Ukuwa na masonda ama ningi aisi nginga endi nginga kuti akuna isondo la pemisa veni the world isondo le itileli ila kama kumungkulu. Umkumungkulu ngiyo na kapela wazi. Ngikuti maso amasonda zo ama ningi mara. Mm-hmm. Kune sikari sokuti judgment uNkulunkulu ngiyo uzokwazi kuti lava ngiyo vathandazayo lava ngiyo kuti aisi sikari sokuti sikhone kusibhekane kuti kuna vaprofeta vanye vaenzani leyo aisi yethu.
Mm-hmm.
Sokuno Reverend lava ituwo masingene emhathweni lofana lo iradio ingena abakristu abaningi aisi into yokuthi isondo leli amanye amasondo aprofeta aisi ndifana even nami njengami ngimfundisi nginekereke mara akuna ikereke esithi le yiyo yakankulunkulu.
Mm-hmm.
Songe siyafana mara ekugcineni uNkulunkulu nguyo ozokwazile ukuthi le sondo ungubani uzongena le kuyofana ukuthi songe lana siyafana akula lo uthi lo number one number two njalo njalo. Mm-hmm. Umuntu ma isela ngizaki noNkulunkulu mara ekugcineni uJesu Kristu uyazazi that's why athi yekhelani bakhule kuzokuonekwa ngesikhathi sokugcina. So yiyo into funa. Mm-hmm. Ukukhuluma ngayo leyo.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu. Ufisa ukukhuluma la kesona kuma lo Blessing Zulu.
Ndiloda kutsona nishona ndilotenda. Regai ndifare nditende zvikuru nokuti Christmas is varakanaka rakakosha. Asi tokutanga kumuri yetu ye Zimbabwe Christmas yegore ino taipinda ndidambudzwa kakura zvisonyanya kuti zvina kumira zvakanaka mara kuna kumusha murungu una zviri koko zviri kungoitika kuZimbabwe zvina kumira zvakanaka but zvisine izvazvo chatinongotina nokufare nekuti zvava Christmas chere usiri kusina chinhu but tinongorifare tinongoripembera tinongotenda riri zuva rakaberekwa Ishe wedu nokufara kukurudzira sada kukurudzira hama dzangu zhinji kudai mukagona kufamba zvakanaka muChristmas kamunogara musagona kufarisa musitarisisa nyeye mataona mukati nenzira mubatsiro vamwe ndinopesa mashoko kupesera kuna na Reverend vaviri vangu vachitaura panhau yekunzi kuwanda kamakereke haisi nhau kuwanda kamakereke haisi problem yemunhu kauti yana Reverend kauti yavafundisi ndiza mari nokanzi mazopi makiriki achava mazhinji akadana azara Jesu Kristu asiri zvakadaro saizva kuna TV yatingati iyo ndo number 1
havana kuti makiriki awandire vamoyo havana kuti makiriki awandire ivati kune akasiyana siyana kune mamwe wenhema kana mbebheri zvirimo izvo zvokuti kuchauyawo maprofita enhema zvinongosiyana siyana haisi nyaya yekuti awandirei ayo
I understand that. I understand that is his name. I have said, you know, Spana Marima Pisra, but it's an article that was farther as very good case was a single one of
Fara. I am Murgutera, Gunama Profita.
Hello?
Murguta, Gunama Profita in my reputitava owner at Noguna, which is Rima, without Zira, Mosquitoes, the church.
No. And this was Avako Venema, Venema Vakawandi, Venema Varikova Jinji, but in Joti, Venema Varikova Jinji, like Skuana, Kema Kerik in Wana Kozos, Zinos, Onekova Chef, Pakuma Pizzero, Umba Vani Utos Ziriko, as soon as Akada Zikura was Opisira Saka, Zinos Roma Pizza, as good name, Mandi Kuana Kova Jinji, my fake Ariko, but Jessini is also by Pazana, Zago Pimpera. Zora kubiri kwa Kristu wedi Jesu kwa nvose chile usinga na mati chile unga wamu aliku faro zari Kristu bari mashoka wangu pesa la ukuru zira kuwa newe Zimbabwe ngati zami kubatira na jukuru kwenye mkatimi nzira tino zama tawo na kuanda zifambi somo katika mnyika midamuna kati kuru zani katika tawo na paita tawo na kati chikeo ipa poti basiri kwenye njia fomani moto kwa zala kusho tu fomani ma gloves kama siku makawano nguo kuwar mtaachika kusuka pavari kwa baba chini tu wamwana kwa kupita watira moto kari kana mashinga masiku ipa pumua bunda mazidi kana mashinga rambo kani na tawo na nguo kuwa na ati tego sifungo tu afa bari masiku apa mwa zita uza kana mashinga kani nyara zinano tu mguru kwa zawa ba presa ba chifua mshwa fimira ujizeni kana kwa saku muka sa trot kuru zaki batira ni kuru TV ni kisima seka na kaini lua yuskusa na zareta ki batira ni mundia dose kwenye matao na aru kuwanti samukati binjika sa njido mashukuru wa ndoku tenda zukuru na na arivri ndi wangu dawa tenda nisiwa ndiwa surupuza tira kwa wako kwa kakosha kwa kanaka suwati saizo saizo so
tinotenda shukuru wa mwene kupina mshitonga chedu
thank you have blessing
tinotenda rega itende kuna mkoma kotini mwemtere wedu makadi mkoma kotini mkoma kotini.
Hello, Mruzi.
I want to go and wait our eyes and chins with my pina mchurunga.
I want a pina latin. Ah, Christmas is in the Christmas in the grand beginning one as well. The Christmas is a lot of things that are delicious.
Hidam Chida. Hidam Chida.
Because we get in double, it's a children by Dorochet, Nasu Prayaji. Mpunga ni huzi hapa kuti hizi anawa fare na hita zi haa kuna nchita unyeka mtu mzira hizi zi wafina hido hizi dawati hizi ngu gafura zi chuna kilo kilo mabawa kilo
mabawa kilo mabawa
kari kuma 1996 kiteka mabrugu ya zi gamba ya kilo kapuwa dura kwa ina kumashu kumashu punu ya unu mteka zubitu ya wata zi mapoge zine zi kwa uchi sina zi
haa musima upe zira ya rimari nyuku bawa na mkoma koti ni musinga tenge raisi rachu. Saka kana mchitumira grocery zvinenge zvichifamba sei apa mune mchitumira na malaicha.
Aya hati kwa bazi Cape Town yani mabazi akawandisha ana chiwa ana mhenzo ana murira mangu kanda bazi kutenda kumusha.
Saka mune mchibadaswa mari manje kutumira zvino.
Mukati
muno badaswa mari kutumira zvino kumusha.
Zvo dipenda kungotaura nawo kuti hatina mari yangu kungotaura nawo madhiraivha haimbodino rakawandisa seri ndinodiwa R100 kana R200 kurinda vanhu kumusha zvina kwanya kuomaze seri isiyankuva tiri nodaswora haazvishes kati ari kuzvimba hamahwana ari kukanganyisha adinyerwa.
Saka imba Christmas muri kuita sei muchashanda here kana kuti
ndi nshanda ndi tabasari mwako ndi shanda ndi shanda kisa ndi tabasa mani ya minda angu bao.
Ayo watiru tenda shukuru mkoma koti ni kupinda mchurungwa chedu.
Ewa ama ita kakana
tiru tenda shukuru of course you read what Courtney is saying there that the only thing that is available according to him is just beer. You know, so he's feeling pity for those who don't drink. Like Mr. Dube and Mr. Zulu, they don't drink.
Yeah, so bad Christmas.
I don't know. I don't think it's only beer that makes Christmas exciting. But of course, we respect his views. Good.
Let's go to Reverend Katenge. Are you still on the line, Reverend Katenge?
Yes, I'm there.
Now, looking at the situation right now in Zimbabwe, we see that many people are finding it very difficult to even purchase a single meal for Christmas. So what is your take on that? And you know, at the end of the day, how are you going to help them as a minister of religion, maybe to make them feel a bit better?
Yeah, it's true that people are suffering and people do not have a lot, and some are actually starving. And yet we are in the festive season. So some Christians have come together, bought some good, and they have distributed them to individuals who need them. So there is a lot which people are doing and helping one another. But the situation is dire. Which means that a lot of people are not going to enjoy Christmas as they should, because there is a shortage of most commodities.
Mm-hmm.
And if they are there, they are very expensive. So at the end of the day, whatever is there, you go and buy, and
mm-hmm.
you don't have money, you can't buy them. So there are a lot of people who are running short of these things,
mm-hmm.
even if they are there. So it's because of our economy, where we do not have money, and things are skyrocketed. You cannot get more than $100 in a bank,
mm-hmm.
and you are supposed to swipe and so forth,
mm-hmm.
and you have to have money ready to go and swipe or buy things by EcoCash.
Thank you. You have to have money, but people don't have money. Thank you very much. Tristan Ndlovu, Baba Ndlovu, unjani?
Ngiyaphila unjani, baba?
Siyaphila. So ndilele phone nembijana ukuthi sikuzwe Tristan Ndlovu.
Okay.
Yes, ungathini ke? Yase sikuzwa kathesi. Ungathini ke ngekhefu leChristmas?
Eh, indaba lenzima kakhulu, baba. Special umnotho lo sekhaya, hhayi, mina ngilana nje, hhayi, besithi izinto kuzoba ngcono, kodwa hhayi, kungani, hhayi, kuyehlula. Ya, kuyehlula impela. Thumela amagrosali manje, kuyazi ukuthi izinto uma sekungu-December zibize kanjani. Igrosali encane nje kusishaya ku-1.6, 1.0. Ngabona ibhasi ngijikeza usisi wami uhambe Wednesday. Ibhasi liyenza malini R1,000 ukuthi ayofika e-1. Ngenxa yesimonto esisekhaya asibi kakhulu.
Ye, kodwa-ke ubathumezele ngani kuzaba inelisa yini?
Kuzophela nje after inyeka. Kumele siphande okunye futhi.
Ye, kodwa kuzabanceda phela.
Ya, khona kuzoba inceda.
Ye, akukhulume-ke umlayezelo wakho wekhisimusi, akutshela uZulu ukuthi ufuna umtshelani.
Angikuzwa kahle.
Abantu ungabatshelani-ke ngekhisimusi. Okufisayo sibili ukusesifubeni sakho. Khuluma okufisayo sibili.
Ngathi nje happy Christmas kubo, mara iChristmas yangkhona ayikho happy. Njeba libona ukuthi abanazinto, akunama-cold drink, bayakhala nje, kodwa ngizothini. Abancenge kulokho nje abanakho. UNkulunkulu nguye ozosibona ukuthi siphuma kanjani kule ndawo esikuyo.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Baba Ndlovu. Siyabonga kakhulu, baba.
Okay, ngibonga mina.
Yes, so that is Mr. Ndlovu. Mm-hmm. Tristan is in South Africa. He's saying that this Christmas appears to be a little bit down, you know, and mm-hmm. He says he sent his sister to Zimbabwe,
mm-hmm.
and he had to pay R1,000 for her to travel from Johannesburg to Wange.
Wow.
And he says that's a lot of money.
Mm.
And he's really feeling pity for Zimbabweans because there are no mineral drinks
mm-hmm.
in certain areas. So he says this is going to be a very dull Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Of course, remember there's a story we did with Delta,
yeah.
the manufacturers of Coca-Cola in Zimbabwe, and they were saying that they do not have foreign currency that they actually need to manufacture some of those drinks, and they were also promising that if they don't get money from the RBZ, I think they need about 10 million for both drinks and beer. So they were saying that there might be a shortage of beer in January if the situation does not improve, and that can be a bit problematic. Tinamkoma Gabriel Mwemterere Parunari Makadi. Ndiri bhoza angu imi mkoma Gabriel muri kupi?
Ndiri kuJohannesburg.
Oh, kuri sei
South Africa. Hai kuno kuri nani kune kuri roda kutombonaya naya zvako.
Mhm. Asi gore rino hanzi kunenge kune nzara uko handiti.
hanzara ichange iripo because zvizvi zvakarimwa zvacho zvazvatsva zvizvi zvakawanda zvacho.
Aiwa tinotenda kuti tichawana nyangwe ikumwa kana zvanyanya kurema kungozvipira kumusiki. Asi mukoma Gabriel, tiudzewo nezvegadziriro renyu yekisimusi zvakamira sei?
Mukoma Blessing, hatidi kunyeperana. Tine dambudziko hwani rekuti munyika medu munoita kunge mune vanhu vanorarama nyika yavo vega, vamwe vachirarama nemimwe nyika inorwadza. Nokuti iko zvinezvi kutaura chokwadika, kuti munhu asimuke kubva kuno kusouth africa kuenda kuzimbabwe anenge ava anofanirwa kunge aine $1,500 yekuinda kuHarare. Saka as compared maprize anga ari ma$400-$350. Saka it's a lot of money.
Saka mari yakakwira kubva pa400 kusvika pa1000 chii?
1,200 to 1,500.
Hai, kushandisa
bhazi. Vari kuona kuti vanhu vacho vanenge paine pressure kaya kuti vanhu vada kungomhanya kuenda kumusha. Saka vari kukwidza vakomana vemabhazi.
Imi muri kuenda here kumusha kana kuti mune mungori pajona?
Ndakatobva kumarimwezuro chaiwo kwandakatobva kuzimbabwe. Ndakatoendawo ndabhadhara wa800 kuenda kuzimbabwe last week, yandaa ndiri paoff. Saka zimbabwe hakusi kunakidza kugara, mukoma Blessing. Zvinhu zvese zvinotaurwa mumanewspaper munana Herald kuti zvinhu zvakanaka, zvinhu zviripo, hakuna chechinoshota. Asi ukange uri paground ndopaunoona kuti aiwa zveshuwa, tiri kurarama munyika ine vamwe vanorarama pavo vega. Because kana iri sefio unonzwa mumanewspaper uchitaurwa kuti aiwa fio reripo, minista vachidaidzira kuti aiwa takatotenga fio yakakwana. Asi machiwa acho haasi kupera. Chero tikaenda kumusha tichida kumbofamba vaka kumbonosvika kumareserva kunoona vabereki, unototadza kana kufamba. Zvaakupedzisira zvaakuita kuti vabereki voti vana vavo vatirasa. Kana uchangorora unonzwa kunzi ndofunga mukadzi wacho ndiye akuita kuti murume asachauya kumusha kuzotiona sevabereki. Saka zvinhu zvacho zviri kurema.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Gabriel nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Tinotenda zvikuru. That there was Gabriel. He's in Johannesburg, South Africa, and he's saying he went to Zimbabwe last week, and he's saying things are really tough. Queues everywhere. So he's saying that, you know, it's a tough time for many people.
Please wait.
So I think we've got a stray call. Maybe we're going to sort it out. Let's go back to Reverend Baba Spanda, nasikhangela sibili ngezikhathi lezi zekhisimusi. Siyakwazi ukuthi kulabanye abadakwa kubi, njalo kulabanye abatshayela izimota ngendlela engayisiyo. So ke ungabatshelani bo laba abantu abanjalo, umfundisi Spanda?
Ukucela abantu beZimbabwe ukuthi bantu bakithi asinanzelele nini lapha emgwaqweni ngenxa yokuthi impilo iba khona kanye. Njalo ke akumelanga ukuthi senze into ezalimazisa abanye abantu, ikakhulu laba abanye bethu abanathayo. Isikhathi sokuthi abantu bananzelele ukuthi ukunatha kwakho akusoze kulimaza abanye abantu kumbe kucine kuchithisa impilo zabanye abantu. Isikhathi sokuthi ngaba abantu bayahlala phansi nxa kungadingakali ukuthi ukuhambahambe emgwaqweni. Mbona ngani isikhathi sokuthi uhlale lemundle yakho, ube lesikhathi sokukhulumisana labanye. Njalo ke kube isikhathi sokuthi abantu bekhangele impilo yabo ukuthi lunyaka ozayo kuyini umuntu angakwenza. Isikhathi esiningi kodwa singathatha singachitha isikhathi sethu sinathe okudakayo sisenze izinto ezinjalo. Mbona ngani ukucabanga kwethu kuyasiphala.
Ye, ngicela ukufake nje 1 minute ngesikhiwa khonokho.
I would like to encourage all fellow Zimbabweans and citizens to say, please, this time, let's try to be sober. Let's make sure that we do not drive and risk other people's lives because we are drunk. And also, it's not just your life, but it's other people that you know, that may end up losing their lives or get injured. And also it's the time for us to be sober and reflect on our lives. That is, for 2019, what are your plans? What have you achieved this year? What can we achieve next year? And I think sometimes you need to be a little bit more sober, I guess, to be able to think about these things.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. What's the matter? Ngobizita kunjani Ndlovini?
Ngiyaphila baba ninjani?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu. Ungaphi konapho baba Ndlovu?
Oh, mina ngikhuluma ngise Germiston eSouth Africa.
Yeah, akusho ukuthi ubona njani isikhathi seChristmas?
Hey, isikhathi seChristmas ngisibona sisikhathi esinzima kakhulu lesi. Sizi nje saba khona nje, hayi. Esa this time singathi sinzima kakhulu ngoba izinto ziyadura ezitolo wena abantu imisebenzi ayikho, so isikhathi esinzima kakhulu lesi.
Nxa usukhangeleke khona ngapho eJohannesburg kume njani?
Hayi, uma ngikhuluma ngapha kwamakhelwane, hayi, konke nje kusasengconywana, kukabi njengalokhu engikushiye ekhaya nje ensukwini ezimbaza ngisuke ekhaya.
Ye, uthole kunjani khona ngale khaya?
Hayi, ekhaya ngizengihambe ngithole kukubi kakhulu, izinto bezingathengeki, abantu abasebenzayo bancane, abantu abathola imali bancane, mina imali yakho lokuthi uyithole uyithola nzima, kunzima nje, angifuna ukukhuluma manje, izinto ziyadura ezitolo kakhulu.
Zidura kangakanani?
Hayi, kusho ukuthi nje kunale amabhondi lawo. Amabhondi kusho ukuthi nje ushintshela kumabhondi kuba abuye engathengi wona amabhondi, kodwa ma uthenga ngerandi ubukeka ngathi imali yakhona ira ubukeka ngathi kusho ukuthi kahle izinto zakhona ma uthenga ngamarandi akukhuphukanga lutho, kuyafana nje nangapha eSouth Africa okuningi kwakhona. Kodwa uma sekushintshela amarandi lawa nama-dollars kumabhondi ngayo, yikho kubuya ngathi hayi akuthengeki
na. So kodwa ubathiyele ekhaya, ubathiyele okunye nje abazakudla ekhaya?
Baba.
Ubathiyele abazakudla ekhaya,
eh? Hayi, vele kungenza ukuthi ngihambe nje ensukwini ezimbili, bekhala kakhulu ekhaya ukuthi izinto ngapha zinzima, sithola nisizane nikhona ngapha. Nami ngathi hayi, mangivele ngithenge ngapha, ngithenga ngapha ngasiya ngabaphathela nje, hayi bajabula kakhulu.
Hayi-ke, siyabonga kakhulu-ke mfowethu, ungathenelwa kusasa.
Hayi, nami ngiyabonga ukungena ohlelweni.
Kulungile mfowethu. So that is Mr. Ngobizita Ndlovu, he's in Germiston in South Africa. So he's saying, you know, he was at home recently, but according to what he saw, things are too bad. He says, you know, when you're using the rand, it's not too bad. But when you're using the bond notes, it really hits you. So he says you rather use rands instead of bond notes. Yeah.
And let's go to Reverend Dr. Kadenge. Reverend Kadenge, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Now, Reverend Kadenge, tell us about your plans. What will be happening at the Methodist Church?
Lots of things. There'll be preaching, singing, praying, and after that you have tea, and you talk to people, you share, you celebrate, you invite each other, you go to each other's place, and then the day is over. Yes.
And usually, already, do you have the verse that you'll be preaching? What goes in the Methodist church? You have many churches, I know, throughout the country. Yes, is there like one main theme?
It's about the birth of Christ. Yes.
So there's a common theme in all the Methodist churches?
Yes. Yes, yes. There's a common theme about celebrating His coming and His being together with us, born in the manger, and visitors coming to see Him, and giving Him gifts, and you know, all those things which are related to Christmas. So it's like always we do the same thing, but in a different way each time of the year. When that time comes. So there is a lot of activity at the church, and people are happy to see each other, to worship together, and to praise God.
And it's open to everyone, by the way. People are saying, oh, things might be tough, I can just walk in and worship with others.
Yes, you can just walk in. Doesn't matter whether you're Methodist or not, whether you're Christian or not. You can just come and listen to the word. And it may be that that day you will understand. So it's open to anyone.
Thank you so much, Reverend Dr. Kadenge. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs?
Yeah, we've got messages here on Facebook, VOA Studio 7. Peter Maone Kesa says, I'm watching you from Tembisa. Steve Rice Kurima says, Christmas is a time for giving. Then Mutete Brighton says, I'm enjoying the show. Thank you so much, Brighton. Mike Trevor says, Christmas is giving time. Christmas is loving time. Singing the song which you used to sing when we were kids. She must be enjoying, right? My Trevor there. Noel Maposa says, good evening, I'm watching you live. See you next year again. To people in 2019. Maybe we may have US dollars. In our corner. Lapage in Zimbabwe. Then I've got Wellington Vunda, who says, I'm watching you from South Africa in Pretoria. Then we've got Bridget Moyo Ngube, who says, I'm watching you from Gwanda in Matabeleland South, that is Zimbabwe. Tobela Mtatube says, I'm watching you guys from Massachusetts in USA. Thank you so much all for watching us. Do you have anybody here?
We also have Tapiwa Chindima. Tapiwa Chindima is saying, please help me. I'm asking for Dewa Mavinga's essay number. Well, okay, Tapiwa, we'll contact Mr. Dewa for you and see if he can call you, and if we can also give you his number. Of course, we don't just give people's numbers, but we'll make sure we make those contacts and see what he can do. But Tapio, please also just send us your number, because you did not give us your number. Give us your number so that Mr. Mavinga can contact you. We'll talk to him and see how that goes. Let's go back to Reverend Sibanda. Reverend Sibanda, talking about the hardships and all that Zimbabweans are saying they are facing, cash shortages, there's this fuel crisis. Should this dampen the spirit of Christmas?
I think it's a very difficult time for many Zimbabweans right now, because, as we know, that our economy is not at its best state. I think that, yes, the spirit of Christmas goes beyond just the economy. I think it's, we need to think about the gift that God gave us, but also it's a spirit of hope. I think it's a time when we can rekindle hope that we can have a better Zimbabwe tomorrow. I think it's a time, you remember when Jesus came, God had been silent for years, and people had not heard the voice of God. And people thought everything, they would give up on everything. But remember, God came back to humanity and started to speak to them. But not only speak to them, but he came himself among men and became flesh. So it's a time of hope. It's a time of saying, even at the most difficult, at the test hour of our lives, God can come through for us.
So keep hope alive is the word from Reverend Kadenge there.
Then I've got Sovuk Dust. He's saying, I'm watching you guys from India. I think we're far and wide, right?
Wow, yeah, indeed.
So let's go back to Reverend Kadenge. Reverend Kadenge, are you still on the line?
Yes.
I heard you mentioning a lot of things, you know, what you'll be doing, all those kind of carols and so forth and the vases. But I guess you forgot one thing, the Reverend's cake. So this used to be something very important, right?
The what?
The Reverend's cake. keke ramfundisi.
Yes, it must be there.
So what's the significance of that cake? You know, on every Christmas we'll see the cake graduate.
Well, there are churches who celebrate that way, but in most churches we don't celebrate it like that. That is the cake for the reverend. No. Well, at a wedding, yes, you can have a cake, but not necessarily on Christmas.
Reverend Gibbs wanted a cake for himself.
Yeah, so going beyond that, I see that at the end of the day, we have some kind of politics that always creeps into Christianity. You know, and at this time of the year, normally there are certain churches where you end up, you know, going for the state, like attacking the government during Christmas and all these kind of things. So what makes ministers of religion have that kind of courage to actually tell the state what to do at times?
Yeah, there is nothing wrong in church ministers talking or telling truth to power. I think that is the best thing which they can do and the best gift they can give to the powers that be. So there must be a relationship between the leaders of the state and the church leaders so that they also give each other information because they are all dealing with people and the people who are suffering. And the best they can do from both sides is to listen to each other rather than talking and scolding each other. They have to be patient and send a message which is conciliatory, and making people believe that there is still life. They should be hopeful. And even if things are difficult, they have to be given that hope that takes them from this year to next year. So life is not going to end as it were in this year, but it's going to continue to 2019. So the church must be very hopeful and always talk of the time to come, which may come as things will have changed. So we are hopeful that things will be all right. So we keep on hoping and hoping.
That's true. You cannot afford to lose hope.
No, you can't lose hope.
Of course, Gibbs, do you have anyone commenting there?
Yeah, let me check. I think we've got something like Bridget, I think I read that message. Do you have anybody else?
We have Robert Muzaza, Arguti, watching from Namibia. Thank you so much. Simbarashe Kahondo, Arguti, watching from Congo. Thank you so much, Simbarashe. Majara Agri, Arguti, watching from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. All over the world. We had someone from where?
India.
Yes. Okay, that's very good.
And then we've got Klausen Mandizwiza. Guys, I'm so happy with the show. So he's enjoying the show there. And says, we need solutions to Zimbabwean problems. And when are these solutions coming by? So
maybe really, we can ask Reverend Hussein Sibanda. Of course, Reverend Sibanda and Reverend Kadenge, Reverend Dr. Kadenge. They have been preaching truth to power for many, many years. Very active in ensuring that the country moves forward in a peaceful manner. They have not been found wanting. We should salute them there. Now, Reverend Hussein Sibanda, you heard what one of our callers said there about the crisis. Reverend Dr. Kadenge touched on that as well. What is the way forward?
I think that what needs to be done first is for our government to consider people first. I think we lack servant leadership. We lack leadership that puts people at the heart of everything. And I think that is the priority. If we can prioritize people and people's lives, and I think for me, with whatever little resources that government has, should be enough if it is shared properly among everyone else. But also the second important thing is for us, what is key is that the ability for government to be accountable, not just government, but even us as church leaders and everyone else to be accountable to each other. And also for us to love one another. If we can love humanity, love people, we will not abuse them. We will not make sure that they lack whilst we gain. We will try to make sure that we have fairness, we have justice, and we have mercy.
Of course, Christmas is a good time to remind everyone about love.
Yeah.
Kids.
Yeah, we shall go for 1 minute. Go up, Baba Swan.
Yes, we want to ask Kuruma a Christmas because Kuruma kona o tando kwan kulungu. Jalo kome ne skungu zane la lava busai. Ukuthi ngabe sifaka abantu bethu yibo abamqoka endleleni ngendlela esenza ngayo izinto zethu zonke. Akula umuntu ozalamba. Nxa thina sithi asibuseli ukuthi thina sisuthe, kodwa sibuseli ukuthi wonke umuntu eZimbabwe ahlale kuhle. Ngakho ikhisimo sifuna ukukhumbuza wonke umuntu ngoJohn chapter 3 verse 16, othi uNkulunkulu wathanda umhlaba waze wanika umntanakhe. Kusho uNkulunkulu wanika yena esala engalalutho. Ngabe nabasikhokhelayo bengakwanisa ukuzinikela, benike yena umuntu asale edukeka kodwa ilizwe liphumelela. Ayikho nithi ilizwe lidukeke wena usale uphumelela ungowewedwa.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu, sicela ubambe khonapho blessing.
Maybe let's go to Reverend Dr. Kadenge as we wrap up our show. Reverend Kadenge, your last word, your word of advice to Zimbabweans in general.
Yeah, just to say we should be grateful that we have come to the end of the year when we are still alive. Yes, problems are there. They won't go away as long as we are there. So we only hope that our leaders are working out our problems, they will solve a number of them. And if a number of problems are solved and we have less problematic ones, then we are in the right direction. So it is our prayer always in Zimbabwe that we move forward and look to Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior, to help us soldier on in spite of the prevailing problems. That's what I can say.
Thank you so much, Reverend Dr. Kadenge Gibbs.
Kukhona ungakucebisa abantu, Baba Sibanda?
Hayi, ngakucebisa abantu ukuthi bantu asikhumbuleni ukuthi lesi sikhathi uNkulunkulu akhona umntanakhe yena wasale ngalalutho. Lathi asibeni ngabantu abangapha abangakhangela abanye abantu, sizinikele ukubancedisa, sikhangele ukuthi ngubani odubekayo, ngubani ongalakudla. Sithatheni ukudla kwethu siyemnika. INkosi njalo iphile enhlizweni yethu, enhlizweni zethu, ibe yiyo esibusayo, ibe yiyo esikhokhelayo.
Sicela ukufaka ngesikhiwo khonokho, Baba Isibani.
My prayer is that we might remember that God gave sacrificial. He gave and he did not have anything left. He gave his son, the only thing that he had. How I wish that we could also give sacrificial, that we could think of our neighbors, those that lack, and give sacrificially to them, and even give what we have, the only thing that we might have, so that they might have a good, pleasant, and blessed Christmas and enjoy it. And remember that because of your act of giving, they will know God.
Thank you so much, Reverend Hussein Sibanda, and also Reverend Dr. Levi Kadenge. Thank you also to our viewers and our listeners, and of course, our team behind the scenes. I'm Blessing Zulu. Have a blessed weekend.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying, bye-bye, Zimbabwe.